This episode of My Garden Podcast is sponsored by Envy Compost Probiotic. I often find cheap shop-bought compost a bit of a disappointment. Envy Compost Probiotic goes in the bag to help break down those big lumps and make it finer and more nutrient-rich. It's organic, tick, and contains friendly bacteria with a dash of seaweed. Get Compost Probiotic at envy.co.uk. That's ENVII. Hi there. In my garden podcast today, it doesn't say it's peat-free, but the lady at the garden centre said it was. She was very smiley this time and sort of very like, hi, like she knew me. I went, hi. Now, I have to admit, I'm a bit suspicious of her. Well, it's been quite a day. It's chucked it down. It's shone brightly. And now at 8 o'clock in the evening, in the British summer that is May, blooming freezing, we're looking up at a Simpsons type sky. You know, the beginning of the Simpsons with those nice clouds and blue sky behind it. So I thought, dash out into the garden, do a bit of quick one too with the old strawberries today, and keep on top of things because the weekend was a washout as well. Not much chance to get out in between rain showers. So while that goes on, I'm going to be the planter of strawberries in a window box. You may remember from last year, the Strawberry Shortcut podcast, which was a mad dash from the letterbox in the hall where the strawberry plug plants arrived into the back garden to plant up what was going to be some really promising fruit for the summer. I have to say, they all died within a few months. They went brown. They got some sort of blight. Let's just say they caught a bug and they died. So this time I've bought more plants because I'm ever hopeful. That's the gardener's way, isn't it? Ever hopeful. I've got three really healthy potted plants, which are called Strawberry Deliz. D-E-L-I-Z-Z. I don't think it's of Elizabeth, Deliz. I think it's maybe for delicious. I don't know. Let's see what it says. Doesn't really give much away on the back sometimes, does it? This little label. Light sun. Light sun. Oh, I need my glasses on me. Where are my varifocals when I need them? The light it needs is some sun. Yes, excellent. Height, 12 inches, which 30 centimetres. I always think of a record, like a vinyl. The last record you played. I think mine was a Barbra Streisand. But anyway, so they're going to go for about a 30 centimetre diameter. So I'm thinking maybe my window box isn't the thing. Oh, who cares? Let's just bung it in. I have dithered a lot, I have to say, about where to put them. Should they go in the ground at ground level? Should they go in a veg box? Should they go in some big planters where they've got lots of surface area? And ultimately, what I want to do is keep them in the greenhouse this year. So maybe they'll be bug-free, but also they'll get lots of sun and warmth. And I want some fruit this year. I was shortchanged last year. But I was reading about the old strawberry, and their lifespan is about 3 years. But they don't necessarily give everything out in the first year. A bit like when you're dating. So, I've got my window box and I've run out of Crocs pretty much. So I'm having to resort to, where's it gone? A bag of rocks. And somebody somewhere, I hope, will write in pronto to hello@bitfamous.co.uk and tell me if rocks are bad as a croc pot idea. Is there something terribly wrong with them? It's not gravel, it's big lumps of rock. I'm hoping it'll provide some drainage. Joey, what are you doing? Joey, come. Joey, come. Quiet. Oi. Joey, come here. What are you doing? Come here. Quiet. Quiet. There is something very exciting on the other side of the hedge, and I don't know what it is. But this Springer Spaniel keeps putting his head into the hedge and having a good look through and then barking a bit. And all I can see is a waggy tail sticking out the hedge on his end of his arse. She's quite entertaining, but I don't like it when he starts barking, because he's possibly barking at the neighbours. So I've got some peat-free compost. It doesn't say it's peat-free, but the lady at the garden centre said it was. Now, I have to admit, I'm a bit suspicious of her. She's let me down in the past, re-pampas grass. And there's no advertisement on this bag, which is a 75 litre jumbo bag of compost. No, sorry, it's not compost. It is. It's a professional growing medium. Now, there are a couple of issues I've got with that. I'm not a professional, and I don't know if these strawberries are going to grow, so we'll see. So anyway, I rock up to the garden centre, a bit of a mad dash before my mum and dad came over yesterday. I was a bit desperate for compost. We're going to have to do a whole episode on the issues to do with compost. But for now, I needed some bagged compost. I didn't want to go to the obvious places, the big superstores, because they don't do peat-free compost, in my local one anyway. And it's been on my mind. I'm easily guilty. So I didn't want to be adding to the world's problems by scraping off loads of peat and putting it into my pots, basically. So I thought I'd go to the upmarket nurseries up the road. And I saw it on a big pallet. I'm like, right, maybe that's the thing I need. I'm not sure if professional growing medium is compost. Who knows what it is, but I'll nip in and just ask the lady behind the counter. She was very smiley this time and sort of very like, hi, like she knew me. Don't think she does. I went, hi, I've got some spuds that need covering, and I've got some strawberries that need thingy going in the ground, going in a pot. Which compost do I use? Oh, it's the one in the white bag. It's the professional growing medium. I went, brilliant, I'll have two of those, expecting some sort of 3 for £10. She went, right, £22. £22 for two bags of compost. I mean, admittedly, they're massive bags, so I do feel like I'm getting a bit of value. And it does look nice. Looks like it's been spun by fairies. And there's no lumps in that. That's very nice. Loamy. Right, but it's still at the end of the day, it's compost, isn't it? So anyway, she said it was peat-free. I had to believe her, and also had to choke back my tears because I was too proud at that point to go, oh, that's a bit much, I'm off. And also had to get back from my mum and dad, so I was under pressure. So don't judge me for spending so much on compost. Right, I'm sort of making some indentation into that soil. I'm now going to release the first strawberry. Release the strawberry. That's a healthy root ball. It really is. It's very nice. So it's going straight in. And what I'm noticing already, because they've had a few weeks in the greenhouse, is that they're already sending out shoots from the mothership. These nodes that are springing out on shoots are seeking soil to make their own new family in. Now, that's okay if you've got a lot of space, but within this window box, I don't have a lot of space for them to do that. And I've heard as well, don't know where from, just heard about it, yeah. Heard that they also take the energy away from the fruit making element. So there is a halfway house, rather than nipping them off and not having any of these sort of shoots that are coming off, is to let them establish in the soil and then peg them down either side. I think this is probably if you're doing it in a bigger bed. And then snip them away from the main plant, the mothership. And then you have your own little strawberry formed. New strawberry plant formed, which actually talking about just makes me want to do that. So I'm wondering if the window box is the best option. But here we are. I'm not going to turn back. I might just have to own my decision. Right, so three little strawberries all in a row. It's strawberries from the supermarket until such times as fruit bearing. My Garden Podcast is sponsored by Envy Garden Products. For a limited time, you can get 15% off their range. So hurry over to gardenpodcast.co.uk.